It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Before we get to Jason, I do want to mention live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It's all in the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Used to be Wisconsin On Demand, not anymore. It's ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, the Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores. And, of course, you want to check and make sure that they have a place there for Jason Wilde so you can listen to all the different shows he's on. And he's on all the time, more than all the time. Good evening, Jason.
7 days a week, in fact, now, with the new Saturday scramble that Pablo and Alex Gravatt are doing. So now I've got the whole week covered. So, yes, thanks for mentioning that. How's Florida?
Florida's good. It's warm and
good for your
other
joint.
Than that.
Was that not,
yes,
was I not
yes.
supposed to mention that, kind of like when you went and got gas cheap?
You can do whatever you want. You're Jason Wilde. I'm of the opinion that no one cares where everybody is. All they want to do is listen and have input about the draft. And I've been discussing about everybody. The pick is, the first round is the 23rd pick. Okay, you have the 23rd pick. You know what? You're not getting anything legendary. If you get a Brian Bulaga, it is a fantastic 23rd pick. Would you join that club?
Yeah, I'll join that club. Yeah. For sure I'll join that club. Brian Bulaga started for a decade. If you can do that, you have hit the 23rd pick. You haven't hit a grand slam, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers was the 24th pick. That was a grand slam walk-off home run to win the World Series. But if you can pick a Brian Bulaga at number 23, that is a home run. There's no question about it. Just like, you know, picking Jordan Love. I haven't decided yet what the baseball equivalent of that is. It's a home run, but it might be a solo shot in the fourth inning right now. And it could turn out to be a walk-off home run to, you know, win the NLCS or something. We'll have to wait and see. But the most likely scenario when you pick 23rd, is the guy is meh, mid, just okay. And Brian Bulaga was definitely more than that.
Yeah, you hope you can find somebody who's a starter for multiple years.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a little alarmed at how much we've agreed lately, frankly.
Well, no, but my point is, with our first round, the chances are strong that for the Packers this next season, the two free agents are going to have a significantly greater role then the 23rd pick. Now, the draft, the entire draft, maybe that's different, but it's like people, we just have to remind them. There's a first round when you're, I said somebody can look this up, when you have a top five pick or when you're 23rd. If you're expecting something special, you've never studied the draft.
Yeah,
right?
History would tell you your expectations are skewed too high. Now, I think it also will depend on what position they draft, right? Like, if they draft a corner, given where they're at corner right now, there's a chance that guy could come in and be a factor right away. That just, you know, whether it's as a starter or as a, you know, coming in the nickel,
whatever
it ends up being.
But that doesn't make him better than he actually is.
No.
It just means.
Precisely. It means that he's playing a position of more immediate need than in other instances. You're, once again, right again.
And so, I want the player that has the most talent. I don't want to pick a player with less talent just because I need a cornerback. And maybe I should ask Ron Wolf because of Randy Moss. He picked three. So clearly, he would have disagreed with me
something.
In that.
Yeah, but the reality of it is that they have a bunch of needs. They're not despite being in the playoffs the last 2 years, despite having a quarterback that is going into a pivotal third year to show just how good he really is, despite everything they've got going for them, they're not in a position where they have needs everywhere. But they have enough positions, and I always like to say this because everybody loves that phrase, best player available, right? It's the easiest cop-out answer
it's
anyone can give. But they're in a position where they have enough needs that there could go four or five different positions that if the best player available is a corner, the best player available is an edge rusher, if the best player available is a defensive tackle, if the best player available is a wide receiver, those can all, you know, and one of my favorite moments with Ted Thompson, who obviously got, in my opinion, a bum rap because he was actually more insightful than people gave him credit for. There were certain things you knew he was never going
to
tell you.
He's got only himself to blame for that. Come on.
He does. I agree, but
and he could care less, or could have.
No, he could not. He could not care less. That's true. Right. But, like, for instance, he would never answer whether or not a position was a position of need or not, because he believed in not disrespecting the players who are on the roster at that position, right? But if you asked him certain questions, you could get really interesting answers. And one instance of that was when I asked him about, you know, Ted, you guys always talk about best player available. I get it. I've heard you talk about it for years. But how does need factor into the equation? Because you can't say it's just nothing whatsoever. Like, Aaron Rodgers, you know, I can't remember what year it was. I got to go back in my archives and look. But it was long before they would have been in the market for another quarterback. And so I said, so how does need factor in? And it must have driven the radio guys that were trying to get clear audio from the podium and the TV folks who obviously needed the audio to go with the video crazy. But it's one of my favorite moments. He basically walks away from the podium, so all of us as writers, the writer side of me, can hear every word he's saying. It would not be of broadcast quality for your radio show later in the day. But he actually pretended that the back wall of the media auditorium with all those Packers and Associated Bank logos was his draft board. And he explained how across the top they had every position, quarterback to punter and kicker, all the way across the top of the board. And then down the left side was the rounds, first round down to seventh round. And then within that, they ranked guys. So there were guys that had their grade, which was a first-round grade, but they also had like a number grade, whatever it would be, 5, 6, 7, whatever the number was. So then you could look, when it was your turn to pick, you could look at the board and you could see, okay, I have a running back who has a second round grade and this number, and I've got a corner with a second round grade and the exact same number. I've got a running back. I need a corner. The tie is clearly broken. We're taking the corner. And if it was a little bit, you know, murky, like it's close, but maybe the running back is a higher grade, but the corner, that's where the need comes in. And that's the philosophy that has been passed down from Ron to Ted to Goody. And so that there is no doubt, and he has said it, RIP Ted, but he said it publicly, that need does factor in. So don't let anyone ever tell you that need is not part of the equation. It's a lie.
All right. I also want to add this. The Packers have already told us what their greatest need is. It's over. Their greatest need was offensive line in the middle. Look at the amount of money they spent. And they also moved a very good player into center. There's nothing they can do that will equal what they have done, actions in the offensive line. That's their greatest need. They told us. Right?
Well, I mean, yes, but now they've addressed that need, so the conversation is no longer about that. I would agree. Like, they obviously, like, not only that, but they addressed the need last year in the first round with Jordan Morgan, too, and they have publicly announced that last year's first-round pick will now be competing for the starting left tackle job.
I just want to let you know, I think that's just total garbage. They did that to fire up somebody.
I don't like it either.
There's an agenda there, and it has nothing to do with – he's the starting left tackle, Walker.
Well, it certainly should be.
But he is. Motivate the first-round pick to motivate what – I mean, he's going to be the pick,
maybe it's
right?
To motivate them both. Well, I mean, look, whatever. The problem with this, and obviously we both love Tausch, and you've known him for a long time, too. But he's right. like, and that's what Rasheed Walker is, I mean, he's not quite the compelling story Tausch was as a player, but he's the seventh-round pick, and doesn't matter that he started that many games. Like, this is the kind of stuff that happens to seventh-round picks, and that's why Tausch was always taking the mentality of, look, I can't, right. I'm not going to miss time, I'm going to play through injuries, because they always think, because that sticks with you. Seventh-round pick, no matter how good you are, it even stuck with Donald Driver, no matter how good you are, they're always looking to replace you. It takes a really long time to get to the point where they finally say, you know what? This guy's damn good. We don't have to think of him as a seventh-round pick anymore.
And you know that you say he's also inexpensive. This is his last year starter. He's starting at left tackle, and then next year they'll have somebody else.
He'll be starting for somebody else next year and getting paid a lot more. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's going to be starting else getting paid
more. Yeah, in fact they have a competition and he's not the starter at the beginning of the season, I would hold out and do whatever.
Yeah, I'd
demand
a trade if I was him.
Yes.
Yep, I would.
Yeah.
I would absolutely demand a trade. Yep.
There's a lot of money there. All right, you're studying all these players in the draft and all this kind of stuff. What do you want to tell people that can make them a little smarter?
Well, so first of all, the biggest thing that makes you smarter is keep track of the pre-draft visits. It is the biggest tell that the Packers are genuinely interested, and that's not, they had him in for a visit. Of course,
I always thought it was the Senior Bowl.
Track record. Senior Bowl. Look, we talked to Matt Bowen today, who was in the draft with Tausch. He was picked one pick before Tom Brady. Played for the Packers. Played at Iowa. Writes for ESPN.com.
He should be more famous than he is. I don't know what
he should be. Totally agree, but you know he's an awesome husband and dad, and he coaches high school football. He is chosen, and one of the reasons why I really like him is because he's chosen to not be famous, have his niche, and coach high school football, and be a good dad to his sons and everything else. So, but what the thing that he said, and I totally agree with it. That's what I love the Senior Bowl. It's way better than the combine because you actually play football. In the practices, and I just think that it's such a better gauge of players. So from a evaluation standpoint, totally agree. That is, to me, the best one. Now, not everybody gets to go to it.
And I think the Packers have used it. People that have known and followed the Super Bowl and went and have talked about and made correct predictions on what the Packers did based on using the Senior Bowl. But anyway.
So beyond that, though, and that's not quite as foolproof, the biggest one is, who comes in for a visit? Because I think if you look at their drafts under Goody, like 5, 6, 7 out of their 30 visits end up being guys that get picked. And frequently they're not, you know, Ted used to use it as a way to scout out and basically recruit undrafted free agents. Goody doesn't do that. So he's had all three of the top wide receivers. Roa, McMillan,
it fair,
Arizona.
Jason, the wide receivers in this group is so much different or more that would make it appropriate to think there's the best chance in many years they would take a wide receiver with a first round pick, or am I wrong making that jump?
No, you're not wrong. Now you do with certain topics or maybe many topics, I'm not going to say there's a 100% chance they're going to draft a wide receiver. Neither are you, because you're not that crazy, but there is undeniable, incontrovertible evidence that there's a much greater likelihood of them drafting a wide receiver. Now, let's be honest. There's been years where the likelihood was 2%. Now, there were other years, and I've been told this by multiple people over the years, like the guy that Goody really loved in 2020 was Justin Jefferson, who I think went 22nd. To the Vikings, if I remember. And then he also liked Brandon Ayuk, who went 25th, and then he picked Love at 26. And I've never gotten to be in Goody's garage with his beer fridge, or he hasn't come to my garage with my bubbler fridge. But I would love to know what he would have done if Brandon Ayuk or Justin Jefferson was there at the same time as Love.
I do not
believe for a second he would have taken Love.
I disagree with you. He would have taken Love. every day and twice on Sunday because he thought Love was that good and there was no chance he would ever get a chance to take a quarterback that he rated that highly that late in the first round, which we knew he knew was going to occur with Rodgers at quarterback.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I just don't.
Okay. I tried.
But my point is that the fact that he brought these three guys in for actual visits is a significant increase. Now, maybe that only takes it up to a 33% chance, but it certainly beats the 2% chance of it happening in previous years.
Yeah, and I think you should tell everybody that, put it on Twitter, because people need it. It has nothing to do with whether you want them to take a wide receiver. The reality is the things you watch should tell everyone that there's a better chance.
Yeah.
Right? It just is.
Right. And if there was ever a year to get your hopes up, and if that's something that you really care about and you really want them to draft the wide receiver instead of a offensive lineman or a defensive tackle or a corner, this is the year to get your hopes up. There's been other years where I think, you know, I bring up Javon Walker's name around this time of year pretty much every year.
But you just mentioned two wide receivers that were available at that level. Now, my question is there anybody in the draft this year that is anything close to their equal?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe Ayuk. I don't know how to view Ayuk's career to this point, but Justin Jefferson is now better than Davante Adams. And Davante Adams was the best wide receiver in football for about 3 years.
No one will ever explain to me how he was available that long.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Back to what you were saying, sorry.
But Justin Jefferson, that is a pretty high bar now. But again, you just said, he was picked 22nd. So he's the exception that proves your rule about what we were just saying about 23 and Brian Bulaga. It is unlikely that you get a Brian Bulaga. It is nearly impossible to get a Justin Jefferson. And yet the Vikings did. And then a couple of years later, they got Jordan Addison at 25. Jordan Addison's a pretty damn good wide receiver, too.
But that's
so they've
more,
invested first-round picks in those guys.
Right, but that fits. I mean, if people are going to dream for Addison, not higher than that.
Sure, right. And so, but to me, the point is that there's a chance that all three of those guys that came in to visit are all gone before 23. Right. And if that happens, like, A, I do not, and again, I'm open to being proven completely wrong, and I'll own it wholeheartedly. I do not believe that Goody is going to spend draft capital to go up to draft someone. I believe he's much more likely to sit at 23, and then if nobody is there that he thinks is any better than a guy that he could get at 29 or at 33, then he's going to try and find a trade partner to go back and pick up more picks. I just, for a guy who's got 8 picks right now and 2 of them are in the 7th round, I don't see him wanting to give up draft capital to go up. Now, there are always exceptions, and we know that Ted Thompson's one exception was Clay Matthews, and he went up and got him, and he got it. They don't win the Super Bowl without him.
Yeah, so one exception maybe in how many years?
Right, exactly, in 11 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Goody's going into his 8th draft. Is there one guy that'll be worth going up, you know, high enough to that it's significant? I don't believe there is, but you know, and I wouldn't be surprised either. Like, I know there's some folks that are concerned about this, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was Shamar Stewart, the edge rusher from Texas A&M, who has these ridiculous relative athletic score numbers and bupkis for production numbers on the actual field.
And then the kid from Georgia, who is it, Michael Williams or somebody, who's high physical stuff and all that stuff, but is underwhelmed. But anyway, all right, thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Woolley, All Packers All the Time. Again, go to the new website and listen to everything he says. Dr. Aaron Holtebeck, Was at their place, their team at Brookfield office. They make vision care a top priority with the latest technologies at their state-of-the-art office. Dr. Holtebeck has been helping local patients with their eye care needs for over 20 years. But the first thing he said to me, we're not good enough. We have to get better. I said, you've been doing it for 20 years. People think you're outstanding. Nah, we got to get better. So he said, we're going to add to our team Dr. Nausheen Abbas because it will make us even better in more areas. Don't mess with your vision. Trust the experts from Holtebeck Eye Center in Brookfield near the corner of Calhoun and Capitol. Learn more about their services at holtebeck.com. Tim Benford, Fox 6 Sports. Not next, but soon.